Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning, good morning. Right, this is something completely different this week.
And now for something completely different.
I've got quite a few, I think it's either four or five facts about animals, and one isn't true. And I don't know what the answer is because my alter ego did these yesterday.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through them and I'm going to tell you what I think about some of them.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but then could I be lying? Who knows? You'll find out.
I'm already lost. And I've got to say, I'm terrible at this game off the bat.
Well,
so.
First off, I hope this one is the one that's not real. Sharks kill fewer than 10 people per year, whereas humans kill about 100 million sharks per year.
Oh,
aren't
God.
We fantastic? I thought I'd start off nice and light.
Okay, so sharks v humans. Humans are worse.
Yeah, 10 million to one.
Okay, I've got to say, I'm already going to hazard that one's true, because I think we are, as a species, pretty stink.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Right, the loudest animal in the world is a 2-centimetre-long prawn called Roger. No, that's not it.
I was going to say, hang on a second here.
It's a pistol shrimp. It's capable of snapping its claw shut so rapidly that it creates a bubble, which when that collapses produces a sonic blast.
Hang on,
that can reach 230 decibels. A lot of work gone on in here. This is either true or it's not.
Well, yes.
That's a hard point.
Can you read that one again? I am so lost.
It's capable of snapping its claw shut so rapidly that it creates a bubble which collapses and produces a sonic blast that can reach 230 decibels.
Have claws?
Roger does.
Yeah.
Okay, shrimps and sharks. What's the next one?
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's not
done. The imploding bubble for a split second also generates temperatures of 4,400 degrees centigrade. I reckon this is true because I couldn't have done that. Well, my alter ego wouldn't have thought of that.
This is quite specific.
Yeah.
So this could either be a fantastic lie.
Am I that clever? So there we go, that falls over, that's got to be true. Right, otters hold hands together while sleeping so they don't float away from each other if they fall asleep in a water.
Aww. I want that to be
true. Yeah, same here.
I hope that one is true.
I don't know, that don't.
I'm not Googling anything, I'm checking the text machine.
Okay, koala bears.
395.
Koala bears have almost identical fingerprints to humans.
Oh,
and scientists find it hard to tell them apart. And in 1975 at Taronga Zoo in Sydney, it was found after a long investigation by the police that it was koalas and not people who had been stealing fruit from the zoo's kitchens.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that one, I want that to be true as well.
I want the koala one to be true.
Okay. I also think that could be true because that seems like, I don't know, koalas have a sort of human-y vibe about them. They might have fingerprints.
It must have been. They must have had other things to do in Sydney because aren't all them police corrupt?
That's a different chat.
Anyway, this is the last one. Hummingbirds are the only known birds that can fly backwards.
Backwards?
I'm pretty sure they can fly backwards, but I don't know if they're the only ones that can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks kill less humans than humans kill sharks.
Yeah, you've got Roger the Shrimp.
Roger the shrimp with his sonic boom claw.
Yeah, sonic boom claw, band name call it. Otters.
Otters can, sleep holding hands.
Yeah.
I think that one's true.
Koalas.
Koalas with fingerprints eating fruit. And
hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds can fly backwards. I think we should listen to the song you've picked and get some texts from people. So which one do you think
Google it because that's easy. Do you know what I mean?
Which
I don't know. I'm going to have to go outside and have a word with myself and find out what's going on.
I would like to know what people think is the lie in there. If there's any truth at all, do text us 5395 and we will all find out on the other side of Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie, the song that Rob's picked for us this morning.
Enjoy.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Your mouth shut, smoking like a big monkey bird. search of man love. It's such a holy place to be. Make me, baby.
Pretty unanimously on the text machine, people think that hummingbirds and sharks and otters are true.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're going to rule out those ones. Those are we're definitively saying from the text machine that those are true.
Yeah.
Sharks kill less people than people kill sharks
that's
in a year.
Outrageous.
Otters sleep holding hands, and hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards.
Yep.
Those we think are real facts.
Okay.
So it's between koalas.
Yeah.
And Roger the Shrimp. Now, can you please read out those two facts again for us?
The loudest animal in the world is the 2 centimetre long prawn. It's a pistol shrimp called Roger. When it does its claws, it makes such a loud sonic blast at 230 decibels.
Okay.
And the water boils. Mind you, I was thinking about that. If it boils and kills its prey, why don't it kill the shrimp?
Mm.
What makes the shrimp so special? And the koalas have fingerprints similar to humans, and they were guilty of stealing fruit.
Okay.
Someone messaged our breakfast Instagram saying in 1975 the cops here in New South Wales were so corrupt even the koalas got framed.
Yeah, they couldn't do backhanders, koalas. It took too long.
They were too stoned on eucalyptus leaves.
Okay, so that is the crucial thing that's come through strong on the text machine here is some people are like, koalas only eat eucalyptus leaves, not fruit.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. If it's true, that's news to me.
Yeah.
Zoe, you're from Australia.
I know, but I don't know these things.
She doesn't know these things.
Okay, do you know what the answer is?
Hang on. Okay, what do you think, Zoe?
I don't
know.
I mean, I was pretty sure that Roger the Shrimp was the lie, but now everyone's talking about koalas,
Don't bend to peer pressure.
All right, fine. I'm going with Roger the Shrimp is the lie.
I'm going with Roger the Shrimp is the lie as well.
Oh, that's a shame because it's koalas.
Every time!
I should have thought that eucalyptus thing through. Very clever, B listeners.
They are very clever out there. Oh, yeah, we just got a bunch of texts. Roger the Shrimp is true.
Justice
for Roger the Shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is he actually called Roger?
No, I made that bit. That bit was a lie.
Rob Bollocks, always a pleasure. See you next week.
Yeah, hopefully. Or won't you? Actually, I'm doing a review on Bigfoot.
The with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Sorry, say that again, Rob.
I'm doing a review on...